Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy. Walk on. Walk on. With a hope in your heart. And you
it's one of the greatest hymns, if I don't know, gospel, whatever you want to call it. Elvis was a very big Christian and a big gospel singer. Some of his most successful albums were the gospel songs. When he was out on the road, when he was entertaining live, he was always called upon. Other than the hits, people wanted to hear him sing songs like that. And so we begin this half hour of the Good Day program, Jay and Doug, with something for you to think about in terms of that. If you're someone who literally walks, do you walk alone? If you're by yourself, like I live by myself with my dog, does that mean I'm walking alone? No, I have lots of support from my family and friends. And frankly, I quite like living alone. And so that's the direction for me. It may not be the right direction for you, but knowing what it is like to walk alone, I think, helps you to appreciate whatever else there is. I always have a cow story to go with things like this. And because I've been around cows all my life, and I have a herd of about 80 cows at the moment, Jersey, we call them replacement heifers. And I have some things, the bovine sanctuary, I've saved some cows. And I find that they never walk alone. That's the analogy here. And if they do, then there's something wrong with the cow who's by herself. She's sick. The cows are instinctive, and they know when a cow is sick. And then I've had cows die. I had a couple of cows die over the winter and last year. And the cows will all stand around the cow that's dead on the ground. The cow, the herd, will walk around them until somebody does something. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. But they know instinctively that if there's a sickness, that they stay away from the cow. And so there's a lesson to be learned there about walking alone. Sometimes people go in the wrong direction when they're walking alone. I've done this any number of times. You're actually lost. The other day in Hawaii, I pulled out my iPhone and put the name of the store in that I was walking to, because I don't know the town. So I'm walking in one direction and the place is the other direction. So at least I got some help. So that's a basic example of, in the literal sense, walking in the wrong direction. But needing to have that experience sometimes, because you know what's right because you've done something wrong. And that's building character. There's a knowledge there. It's character, I think, to know what direction is right. And oftentimes it takes courage to go down that street, because a lot of people will follow. There are many more followers than there are leaders. That's pretty exact. When you look around right now, you can certainly see that in any number, whether it's business or whether it's politics. It's a tough time for the leadership. So let's focus on somebody who is a leader. The lady's name is Allie Aglin. She is the National Teacher of the Year. And this is a great way for people. This young lady and her second grade class, they had moved from Egypt to East Tennessee. the parents there, and so it looked like they could find a new home. And coming home from school one day in this town of Rogersville, where is that in Tennessee? Do you know where that is, Jay?
I think that's East Tennessee. I want to say East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he told his mother nobody would walk with him, nobody would talk to him. He had no friends. He was crying. And so the mother said, this is a heartbreaking circumstance. So she called the teacher. And the teacher the mother said, I don't know what she did. But a few days later, he came home from school and said, now I have lots of friends. And so that's the reason that the lady who's teaching this youngster, Miss Tesserman, I don't know what her first name is. I guess Missy Tesserman, right?
Missy Tesserman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. She was the 2024 National Teacher of the Year, the story that led up to this. And apparently the people who work with her say it's no wonder because this is the way she works magic. Mm-hmm. And don't we all wish that our students, our children, and us when we were going to school found people like this? I kind of was very fortunate. Most of the teachers I had were great, and I would say they were magical. That was a different time, though. And now teachers took teaching in a different way. This lady seems to have an affinity for children from other cultures who are, just a small fraction of the children at this school. But she's been there for 30 years, teaching first and second grade. She got an endorsement to teach English as a second language a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so this fellow needed that. And anyway, it's a great story. And there are plenty of them that go with Missy Testerman, apparently. And that's why she became the Teacher of the Year. Yeah. She loves being a teacher. And so that's the people who teach and they stay there, whether it be public school, private school, whether it be college level, whatever level. My daughter and I actually were talking about this because she's, she says she thinks she's about halfway through her career, which is a scary thought to her father. But, she and her husband could, when they're in their 60s, they could say, all right, I'm going to retire. But Megan says, I don't really think I will. I don't think she's kind of like me. She finds great sustenance in what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'll probably do it until she can't do it. And those are the kinds of teachers that we, I think, like to have, the people who are that love it and stay there because they know they're making a difference.
And genuinely love their students. They love seeing their growth. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's about. Okay. So from that point, we go to this. I take a deep breath. After that story, I'm sort of correlating the. This is a sort of a, not a contradiction, it's looking at this from another point of view at the people that are coming into our country and are adding. You got to wonder whether all the people coming into our country are adding, but you don't really wonder about it because you know they aren't all of them. Some of them, yeah. Some of them, no. But it's interesting to see what's going on in Texas, where. Certainly the Republicans have passed laws targeting undocumented immigrants, not only in Texas, but in other border states. And now, apparently, because of that, there's a moderate backlash in some of these states. I wonder whether it could take place in Texas. James Collins is in our main studio down in Dallas. He may have a reflection on this. There's a new law, a legal challenge, if you will, to what has been happening in, so far, the state of Texas. The laws have targeted migrants, and there's a new movement because there's all of these people. This does play into the argument that the Democrats want all these people that come in so they become voters and vote for them, which is, it seemed at first when these stories started, oh, come on, they wouldn't stoop to that, would they? Well, apparently they would. And so there's this now this resistance to what this some of these groups call anti-immigrant legislation. There was a lot in California in the late 90s. I remember it there getting started. And there has been a lot in Arizona. I think it was 2010 or 2011 when Arizona passed a show me your papers law, which doesn't go over particularly well if you remember what happened during World War II. That's not, and that's something that we, this is, I'm going down a different street for a second, but we went through all this with COVID, when literally you were asked to show your papers, your documents that showed you got
asked to actually show it? I remember carrying it around with me. I was never asked once. You know, I never had to show it once.
Yep. Yeah, no, I did. And I recoiled when it was, the question was asked just like this, show me your inoculation papers. And I looked at the person, I said, you sure you want to ask me that way? Yeah, I want to see your, no. And I argued with him, because that's my nature, to kind of get in the face of people who have undue or unbridled authority. Anyway, so this, the reason that I'm talking about this now is because it's becoming, even in Texas, I don't know, James, I went to you because I want to know whether you've seen any of this activity where some of these groups of the one that I'm looking at is the Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Group. They have a center in several cities in Texas, and there's a bill called Senate Bill 4 that is aimed at sort of curbing the flow of illegals into Texas. But these people who are immigrants that are legal, I'm guessing they're legal, in this advocacy group, say that the bill is unconstitutional, so they've gone to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I think they're supposed to have a hearing on that today, in fact. So what do you know, James? Anything?
This James isn't something being... that I really stay in the loop of. I mean, like,
you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's, there's locations all over the place for organizations like this. So, I mean,
yeah.
And I believe there will be protests and events going on all over Dallas.
Well, in fairness, you're in Dallas, and it's not as hot as it is like in El Paso County.
Exactly.
And out the west and down in Brownsville.
Exactly.
The cities that are along the border. That have this have a real problem, but then the illegals they dissipate and they go in every which way direction.
Right.
But this is a sickness in our country, in my estimation, and Biden has failed miserably, and so have those who think we should just have unbridled access to the country. No, sorry, no sale. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison, whose claim to fame is that he is the king. We're just having a little fun with that.
King.
He's the king of talkers and talk radio. Actually, now he's working with Gun Hill Road. There will be more music and more. So this is how we combine the two different formats. We put music together with talk, and what do you have? These songs from Gun Hill Road that are a very strong social commentary on what's going on in the world today. So, listen, pay attention.
It's a pretty interesting thing that we have a musical ensemble that gets 99% of its exposure on talk radio.
Talk radio.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, really that's the state of music radio today.
Yeah, that does say something about me. You're right about that.
Oh, it sure does.
All right, I want to remind people quickly about the Omaha Steak 50% off sale site-wide going on this weekend. All your mouth-watering favorites, get ready for the grilling season semi-annual sale going on through the weekend. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. That's right, you get 50% off everything on the site. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. The filet, the burgers, the chicken, all of the things. Easy to prepare meals that are perfect for busy weekday nights. All right, you got it? OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Get them while they last. This weekend is probably the culmination of this big deal. All right. So artificially, this is the portion of Good Day show. In this portion of every hour, we talk about artificial. We are now more likely talking about artificial intelligence, but social media, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to follow along with us here for a moment, I have asked James Collins, who's in our control room in the main studio in Dallas, to generate a deep fake for you so you can understand how the AI thing works and can work on talk radio as it may work anywhere else. Here's audio of a call that never happened.
Hey, it's Jack here. Look, I'm just going to say it straight enough with the diplomatic dances and peace talks. Israel needs to defend itself, period. It's about time they show strength and put an end to the constant threats and attacks from Hamas. If that means taking decisive military action to ensure the safety of Israeli citizens, then so be it. It's time to stop tiptoeing around the issue and start taking real action to protect Israel's sovereignty. Enough is enough.
That call is completely fake. We have a voice from a, that voice came from a caller who called the program on something else. So he took his voice and put into the chat GPT toolbar, have this voice talk about Israeli, the Israeli-Hamas war. And that's what came out.
Well, you must have told it to take the Israeli point of view. Otherwise,
no, James, I didn't tell you. Nope. Did you tell him to do that, James?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right. Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So,
how did it pronounce Hamas? How did it pronounce Hamas?
Haas. It was Haas or something.
You see, that's the problem. Fake. Always the tip-off. They take a word that, may not be common.
But look at how easy it was, though. That was the point.
What you should have done when I asked you the tough question before. Give me a minute on Obama, what you hate about him, don't like, I don't use the word hate, and what you don't like, not Obama, about Biden and about Trump. Imagine if you had an easy thing. You press a button, your voice comes out, and all of a sudden we hear Doug do an eloquent overview of positions that are the most popular takes. It's out there in cyberspace, and the computer can put it together in a flash.
Pretty amazing stuff.
We don't have to be here anymore.
No. All right. Well, you want to go get some breakfast somewhere?
Plug into my into my app.
Right. My app. I don't think I want to look at your app. All right. it's 28 past the hour here on the countdown. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day, people getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. This is USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care.
I always wonder why I want to start with a particular tune or a thought or some clip. This is the theme from the James Bond movie, From Russia with Love, which I expect, Jay, you probably haven't seen.
No, I was about to ask, which actor was Bond in this one?
That was Sean Connery. It was the second. Dr. No was first. From Russia with Love was second. And Goldfinger was third, if I remember the... I think that's how that went. The first three were. And of them... They were all great because they were so different, and that's why they had such appeal. And so Sean Connery, who had been on the Irish, he was a Scot. I think he's Scotman. He's a Scotchman, I think. But anyway, he had cut his teeth on the equivalent of Broadway. That's awkward, but that's where he'd been. He was a Shakespearean actor, And then he became James Bond. It was really, and if you look at some of the roles that he played over his career, he was anything but a Shakespearean actor in that stuff. But that's how he got started. Anyway, the reason that I play that for you to bring our focus around to Russia is because the Russian ambassador to the United Nations at a Security Council meeting took everybody by surprise. They departed from their previous behavior concerning North Korea. There has been pretty much universal agreement on how to deal with North Korea. And whenever they have votes like this, everybody votes the same except for China, that normally abstains. They don't vote against it, but they don't vote for it either, for obvious reasons. So anyway, the looking into this, a lot of discussions have been sparked by what, you know, the international diplomats and people who report on this. There are a group of journalists all around the world who just follow this sort of thing. So the resolution at the UN called into question the monitoring of North Korea. Have they been abusing what the United Nations mandated for them? And, of course, they have been. You know, the rockets, and they're bragging about nuclear stuff. And there was a UN, there was a 50-member vote that supported the resolution to sort of get into, I'm translating this a little bit here, get into North Korea's face. And the Russians voted against it. And this has been not what they've done. The last 14 years, they have been very much for curbing North Korea, even though the Chinese want them not to. But maybe what this shows, I don't know, you can speculate on your own if you pay attention to this sort of thing. I do, because I spent a lot of time in the political science world as a youngster growing up. I was very active in politics in my school and in my community, and I still am. I think it's important for us all to be politically active, but it also gave me an acumen to look at stuff. I've always been curious about international relations and things that, you know, in the small world that we live in now, it isn't really, this is a very small planet. There are too many people on it. There are all kinds of factions back and forth. And the United Nations got nervous enough about all the stuff that that little fat crapper is doing over there. So they decided, okay, we better focus on this and get a motion passed to go after North Korea. And the Russian ambassador criticized everybody for attempting to strangle North Korea. And so, you know, they wanted the basic bottom line here. Is that they wanted to put more sanctions onto the North Koreans. Anyway, so the usual condemnation back and forth, blah, blah, blah. The American National Security Advisor says it was a big blunder by Russia and blah, blah. By the way, speaking of blunders, the Russians, because their army and their navy is so bad, they were having naval exercises in the Baltic, and they sunk one of their own ships. they aimed. You know, they had dummy ships. You know, when they do this, they put old ships out, and then they sink them. They go down. You know, that's how a lot of navies do. They have old ships, and instead of sending them to a scrapyard, they use them for target practice. And in this case, the Russians sank not an old ship, but a new ship. And so that kind of
wow.
Yeah, exactly. And as a result, one of the things that I love, it, you know, politics and things, maybe what makes me interesting, if I am, and frankly, it sounds egotistical, but I think I'm an interesting conversationalist. That's why I do this, and that's kind of why I'm still on the air after all these years. I found a little story about Putin's daughter. Nobody ever hears anything about Putin's family, right? His daughter. He's been close to his daughter. Very close to his daughter all of her life. And apparently some journalist found her someplace and asked her what she thought about the war in Ukraine and all the things that are going on that have isolated her father. Mm-hmm. And she basically said he doesn't know what he's doing and he's out of his mind. I mean, that's I'm really? Giving you a, well, kind of a
how many children does he have?
I don't know. honestly. I know he has the daughter. You see his daughter, or you hear, heard about his daughter here and there, but I don't know anything more about what's there. So anyway, I thought it was very interesting to kind of see that and wonder, okay, what's the dinner conversation like there? All right, now, as long as we're talking about problems, let's go over to the Middle East, shall we, for a while, and talk about what's going on with the whole business of Gaza and the hospital and the food and what's going on. There are some interesting navigational signals that were scrambled over Tel Aviv yesterday and early today. There were rumors that the Iranians were going to attack. Not, it wasn't Hamas, but the Iranians were going to attack Israel. That's not a good, that if that happens, that's really going to be bad. And so I looked around. The Iranians have said they were going to punish Israel for the strike on that embassy in Syria. Remember, that was, I think, last week. So they've come up with a plan. And because of the network that Iran has all over the Middle East, there are three or four. The United States, going back to when George Bush called the Chinese and the Russians and Iran the axis of evil, this is the axis of resistance. Now, according to some U.S. diplomats, the idea is to lessen, to reduce U.S. influence in the Middle East and to eliminate Israel. That's the goal of this, what Tehran, these Ayatollahs and these other crackpots, that's what they want to do. And it wasn't, the axis of evil was, no, I'm sorry, I got the wrong countries. Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. That was before we went to war with Iraq. All right, remember? That was 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, Iran has been a problem all along. Iraq was a problem, and they aren't really, there's Iranian influence there, but it's not like it was. And who knows what's going on in North Korea. But I'm trying to tie all of this stuff together, including Hamas and Hezbollah and those Houthis that are out there that are all being funded, all of them, by Iranian money. And so to try to create mayhem, their signal, their slogan, when they're yelling in languages that you can't understand, but the translators say what they're saying is death to America, death to Israel, a curse be upon the Jews. That's what they yell and scream when they run out and do whatever it is that they do. So it shows you the amount of hatred that's there, the political realities of what these people gain by doing this, and the continuing, the murkiness of the thinking. And I don't want to, you know, this is a morning program for the most part, and I don't want to get too deeply into this, but philosophically, this is a horror show. And so Hamas is certainly the deadliest of the three groups, but the Houthis are doing a great job of disrupting the sea lanes in the Red Sea and other areas of the Middle East. They keep firing missiles into Israel. And but the thing that that comes as a result of what Israel is thinking today, Iran has been out of the fighting. But now they seem to be thinking that they want to get into the fight. And, you know, the Iranians said, oh, October 7th was great. The Hamas did a wonderful job, kill more Jews, you know, that stuff. And so the difference here is that they've used up all. This is how stupid they are. I laugh about it because it is. It shows how simplistic their thinking is. You know, the $6 billion that we were holding, and then Biden released it, and they used that money to do what they've done. But they're running out of money. And their economy is very weak because they're being shunned by the rest of the world, so nobody's doing trade with them that amounts to anything. And so there's a big movement in Iran for that's a pro-democracy group that's trying to destabilize what's going on. So not only are these idiots trying to kill every Jew that they can kill, but they're not able to run their own country. And the people are, you know, they're not happy as well. They should not be. And there are a lot of people that are coming in from other parts of the Middle East, from Morocco, for example, other countries. Saudi Arabians are going into Iran and kind of stirring the pot. So what happens if there's a bloody war here? I guess I just hold my... that's as far as I want to go with the story. Yeah. But I wanted
to talk about unrest in the Middle East. People wish for peace in the Middle East. How long has it been? Because I definitely know my whole life that's what I've been hearing.
1948 is when the United Nations took the advice of the United States and carved out that part of Palestine that is now Israel. Because they wanted a homeland, and the Europeans all supported this, including the Germans. Everybody supported it because they realized what Hitler had done to the Jews, and they wanted a safe haven. So I think I started to tell this story yesterday a little bit. People wonder, why do the Israelis look white? Because they're European. They're not Semites. The original Jews that were in this area, and the original Jewish families and settlers that are still there, relatives, they're Semitic. They're dark-skinned, big-nosed people like the Jews that originally were in the area. And so you have the Muslims, the Jews, and even the Christians. They all look the same. You can't tell by looking at the people that are selling merchandise in Old City of Jerusalem whether they're Christians, whether they're Jews, or whether they're Arabs. They all look the same. So what the Arabs are telling you, or the Iranians, they want to kill all the white Jews. That's kind of what they're trying to do. Amazing. Aye, aye, aye. 48 after the hour on Good Day. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal male replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Now, 53 past the hour. Everybody want to sing and sway with the Sammy Kay here? All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, as we prepare for the weekend, what's coming out this weekend, what's exciting, what's going on in the film and television department. All right, what's this theme from? I don't recognize it, Chucker.
That's the theme to it. It's a mad. World from 1963. You know, I noticed, yeah. I was looking at birthdays today. And I noticed that Spencer Tracy was, the late Spencer Tracy, was born in 1900, passed away in 1967. One of my all-time favorite movies, and I mean all-time favorite, would be It's a Mad World, in which he played Sergeant Culpepper from 1963. If you said to me, give me 10 movies you'd want to see in a movie theater now with a big audience, this would be on my top 10. I just so loved this film when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a great
film. One of those movies that you, if I said to you, Doug, pick one movie or two movies that you'd like to see in a movie theater with 500 people, give me one or two movies that would be cool for you.
Well, I think I talk frequently about the ones that I like seeing, because every time I see them, I sort of take something away from them. There are my certain parts of The Hunt for Red October, for example, that I would love to see with a bunch of people. I think some of the older westerns I'd like to see with the people, the ones that didn't focus on shooting all the Indians. And then, you know, there's Star Trek and Star. I think that sometimes I think I like the Star Trek because I love Shatner and Leonard Nimoy together. You know, those sorts of movies. Yeah, right. Yes.
You want to hear something interesting? I was looking at this.
Yes.
Right, box office, really. Okay, April 7th, which is, what is that?
Sunday,
okay.
Yep.
Gone with the Wind will be re-released, I think, very limited. I don't know if it's a Phantom event. I think for one night. 85th anniversary. Not the 50th anniversary. Not this. 85 years ago, this week, Gone with the Wind came out. Think about that. That's a long time ago.
Pretty amazing. I was in the Peterson Car Museum this past weekend with my grandson, and I saw Clark Gable's car that he bought for his wife, Carol Lombard. It was a black Cadillac with a white roof, a two-door. They had specially made for him, and it was just, you know, I just was there envisioning him driving down Hollywood Boulevard in that car. It is kind of cool. All right, so what's coming out this weekend, speaking of things that are on the screen?
Well, I still think Godzilla Kong will be the number one attraction at the nation's box office. Two interesting films. One is a horror film, The First Omen, which I guess is a prequel to the 1980s classic film, The Omen. Reviews actually really good. It's tracking like $12, $13 million opening. And then there's this other movie called Monkey Man with Dev Patel, which is sort of like a John Wick type movie. Reviews are actually good. I guess it's an acquired taste, but that's also tracking in the low in the low teens.
Yeah, it's way too violent.
And then next week we got that movie Civil War, which should be really interesting.
Something
that comes out
ignore.
In April 12th.
Kira Sedgwick and her husband Kevin Bacon are going to work on a film together. They have done that before, I think. I think they're a good couple. They seem nice together. They
sure
are.
Do.
Yeah, they did what? Lemon Sky before. They did Cave Dweller before, The Woodsman before. So now they're going to. They love the chemistry that they have together as a marriage partner or partners, and they have the same chemistry when they act together. So
you
they want to do more stuff.
That sounds cool. I was watching the Today Show, I think last week, Kevin Bacon came on. He's going to make an appearance at the prom of a high school in Utah where Footloose was filmed. They invited him to go. They keep inviting him, and he said, yeah,
really?
Okay, I'll go. Yeah, I thought it was really, really cool. He seems like a really good guy. Give me your opinion on this. In this day in TV history, 1987, Married with Children premieres on Fox. Now, I had a buddy went to a convention a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me that Katie Sagal, who was the star of that show, alongside Ed O'Neill, was at the convention. And there was a long, long line of her signing autographs, $125 for an autograph, Katie Sagal.
Ooh.
Now, if you take a picture with them, it's, I think, is another $100. Incredible, the money these performers make at these conventions.
All right, Chucker, talk to you Monday, 15.
Thanks.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.